आशीष हेलो हेलो हेलो।
देख
हाँ, ये कहाँ से है? रेस हैंड का मुझे तो बटन ही नहीं दिखता यार इस पे।
सकते
आई कैन सी द बटन ऑफ रेज हैंड। कहाँ पे है रेज हैंड पे? तुम्हें दिखाई दे रहा है?
ठीक है। हेलो,
हाँ
मेरा ऑडियो वीडियो बराबर है ना?
हाँ वो तो ठीक है, पर रेज हैंड का बटन कहाँ है? थोड़ा
अब
ऊपर रख
मुख्य
के
ऑप्शन
बोला करो वो ना, ये ईयरफोन को। हाँ,
चाहिए, रिएक्शन का ऑप्शन एक
रिएक्शन। अच्छा, ओके ठीक
मैं इनको अलाउ कर रहा हूँ वहां पे प्लीज।
है, ओके।
विवेक अग्रवाल, पीयूष जैन, तो ये भी शेयर करना
हेलो,
है।
वेट वेट वेट, हैव यू अलाउड?
नो आई मैं अभी
वो थोड़ा अपने आगे कर लो ना इसको, ईयरफोन को ऐसे हाथ में मत पकड़ो।
अभी
अभी ठीक है? थोड़ा तेज बोलो।
फाइन नाउ अभी
आई कैन हियर यू।
ना। राघव
थोड़ा सा
जैन
तुम्हारा
अभी
नेटवर्क का थोड़ा बहुत ऊपर नीचे है, पर ठीक है।
मेरे को वीडियो ऑफ करना पड़ेगा बीच में।
अरे वीडियो ऑफ मत करना यार, तुम वीडियो क्यों ऑफ करो? एक बार हो जाएगा तो बस
हाँ
बोल दो, सामने लिखा ही हुआ है ना, तो अभी 2 मिनट में अलाउ करना उन्हें। अभी एक ही तो
हाँ
क्लाइंट आ रहा है।
यू चेंज विवान प्रीतम
तो मेरे पास फाइबर नहीं था तो मुझे लगा था, नहीं तो मैं फाइबर। अब ओह शिट, कॉल इज गेटिंग रिकॉर्डेड।
मैं रिकॉर्डिंग रिकॉर्डिंग
जस्ट कपल ऑफ क्वेश्चन, जस्ट वांट टू चेक, डू यू हैव सम ज्योग्राफिकल स्प्रेड इन टर्म्स ऑफ योर कंजम्पशन ऑफ कंटेंट, लाइक मेट्रोज एंड लोअर टीयर टाउन्स? एंड सेकेंड क्वेश्चन इज इफ यू कुड एलैबोरेट मोर ऑन मोनेटाइजेशन ऑफ एसेट्स, कीपिंग इवन दिस इन माइंड एंड गिवन योर करंट एसेट्स एंड एसोसिएशंस।
Yeah, so in terms of the spread of the content, we are very uniformly spread through the country as well as overseas. We get roughly 30% of our audience from overseas, very significantly from America and Europe. And within the 70% that we have within the country, you'd be surprised and delighted to know that consistently Bangalore comes in as our number one city, but is very quickly followed by Mumbai, Delhi, Pune, Nagpur, Calcutta, Madras. We are spread all over the country. Clearly, the Hindi site is consumed much more in Lucknow and Patna. Those are the number one and two for the Hindi site. But for the English site, is Bangalore, the metros, and you know the larger cities of the country. But it's a pretty uniform spread. We can't say that we are concentrated in one part of the country. We are quite literally consumed almost all over. As you've seen, 72 million. Unique viewers, which is 7 crore people, have consumed us in the first 6 months of this year. And these 7 crore,
Right.
while there is a concentration in the metros, but a significant part of them also come from upcountry. So I would say we are an all India brand. I don't think we can say we are a regional brand in any sense. The second question you had was about the monetization of the brands.
Yeah, your assets and given your associations. Yeah.
I guess your question is about the five brands which may get consolidated
Correct.
into the queue. Yeah.
Currently the
independent directors committee is going through evaluation exercise. They've appointed the advisors, professional advisors, and once they assess all of that, then we'll be in a position to once A they assess and B they approve that the assets at that value makes sense. We would be able to share that detail with you. But suffice it for us to say that if these assets are acquired by the company, then they're a very synergistic bunch of assets and each would create a value for the other. But the valuation exercise is currently going on.
Okay. And just trying to squeeze in one more. Given you mentioned about the Hindi content, and Jagran and DB Corp are leading players in this segment, and even they're investing digital. So how do we want to differentiate our content and reach, you know, to compete with these players? Thank you.
Okay, so yeah, so you know, I think the idiom we use, the social media impact we have, the fact that our audiences are younger, the fact that we are much more video. If you will see our video content, actually, I don't want to give a misleading number, but I think if you were to look at Hindi Quint's video output, the last time I looked at it, I think we were doing better than Dainik Bhaskar. And I think with Jagran, we were very comparable. Don't hold me to it, but you can look, go and look at the numbers yourself. But I know that for a fact that we are very, very competitive with these brands, which are dozens of years old. And as I said, I think in video, we're even ahead. So it's a younger idiom. It's more interactive. It's more video. We do shorter stories. Our lingo is more connected with younger audiences, while these are legacy brands who still connect with legacy audiences, older audiences. That's one. The second is, I'll bring back the power ratio to you. We would be producing Hindi content at, I would say, 5% of the cost of Jagran and Dainik Bhaskar. 5%. To 10% of the cost maximum. And that creates for us the opportunity to monetize our brand impact relative to theirs. So I would say that if you were to look at, if you were to take out their legacy audience audiences, and if you were to look at a level playing field, let's say social media, let's say video, then I would say that Hindi Quint has as much of an impact, if not more, than them. And the fact that our cost base is possibly 5% of their cost base, gives us the confidence that our ability to be something which will be a profitable growth model in the digital space is much more. So that is the whole opportunity for us. The fact that we can take on a 100-year-old legacy brand and have the same impact at a 10% cost base gives us the confidence that we will be able to create value. Ultimately, it's a media industry. There'll be several players. But are you the one who can create the impact and be in profitable growth? I think that's the answer. And of course, the idiom. The idiom is younger and the audiences are younger.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Next question from Vikas.
Hi. Thanks. So first of all, thanks for the wonderful presentation. It was very insightful. In the presentation, you talked about you being digital and how you have made inroads and competing with companies which are like 100-year-old. Firstly, I want to know any difference you have seen, you know, pre-COVID and post-COVID. You think the growth which you used to do or the market share you were gaining, is it going to be much faster, you know, once this COVID is over? And secondly, if you can also talk about your vertical contribution, you know, how much maybe the top line or bottom line in terms of the various verticals you catered. Thank you.
Okay, so on the COVID impact, I think that's very clear that we are now getting many more big brands to advertise and sample digital. And no longer sample. Now it's a commitment. I think we are firmly on their advertising plans. As a permanent feature. So I think that is clearly one shift we've seen from pre-COVID to post-COVID or post-pandemic. The number of brands, whether it's Procter & Gamble, whether it's Airtel, whether it's Oppo, whether it's HDFC, all of these guys are now coming in and treating us as a permanent feature of their advertising plan. So that clearly the number of brands now who are spending more on digital, we can say that from first-hand experience. Also the fact that we have seen our audience platforms grow dramatically. Our Instagram audiences have grown dramatically. Our YouTube audiences have really grown dramatically. Our Facebook has also grown. So we are seeing that our distributed platform audiences through the pandemic have grown dramatically. So I would say distributed platform audiences and the fact that mainstream brands have now have come to us with mainstream advertising spends, not we'll sample you for 2 lakhs. Ritu mentioned the latest campaign that we've done for Shershah, for instance, when it got released on Amazon. It's a significant chunky spend that they've done on us to get Shershah out there. Airtel consistently spends a very chunky sum of money on branded videos on our platform. So these two are the two big impacts that we've seen. As far as the components that you've asked for, honestly, if we are looking at about 35 to 40 crores of top line this year, in the current ongoing year, my sense is that about, as we mentioned on the presentation, about $1 million comes straight from Google and Facebook for the special campaigns that we are running for them. That's already disclosed to you. I would say another $1 million would come through various programmatic advertising initiatives that we have on several platforms. You know, on several platforms you get revenues from. Our direct advertising sales, my sense would comprise about 70 to 80% of this top line of 35 to 40 crores would be direct advertising sales that we do. So I would say the 40 crores would break out, or I'm using 40 crores illustratively, 40 crores would break down as roughly $1 million in platform partnerships, roughly $1 million in programmatic, roughly about 23, 24, 25 crores in direct advertising. And within advertising, branded content is a very large chunk. Display advertising is also a fairly large chunk for us. And special campaigns and microsites that Ritu talked about and events that we do. I think all of that is also a part of that space. That's about how we are breaking out today.
Sure, sir. This is very useful. Thanks a lot and best.
We have next question from Aditya. Aditya, you can go ahead.
Hi, thanks Raghav, Ritu and the entire team. Just wanted to understand the competition that the American media is facing in terms of an unbundling of the subscription where an author actually leaves an organization and either she or him probably go and start their own subscription service via Substack or via a website because payments are easy and they basically own the audience and the distribution, so to speak. Any thoughts about that and whether that's a possibility? Because your competition, their competition is digital media. You wouldn't see anybody from TV Today or NDTV quitting to start their own Substack. But the likelihood of that happening at the Quint would be far higher. I'm not saying it will happen, but the likelihood could be far higher. Just your thoughts on the following statements.
You know, Aditya, this is the individual contributor becoming a digital personality who's able to command a price. It is, even in the US, it's a fringe phenomenon yet. Unless you are a very powerful brand, you know, I can imagine a Fareed Zakaria being able to. I can imagine some very powerful brands. In India, you are seeing that. I mean, Shekhar Gupta has done it very successfully with the print. He's transferred his brand value very clearly to the print. You can see in the number of video views that his videos get. So it'll happen, but it'll be a very, very powerful individual player who will be able to do that. So that's why I call it a fringe phenomenon. I don't call it a fringe. Not everyone will be able to do it. There will be the exceptional person who will be able to do it. Number two is that ultimately, you know, we are seeing that audiences are coalescing around brands. You have seen that in the West. You will see that in India as well. The powerful brands in the West 6 years ago were relying entirely on advertising. Today, increasingly, a very large proportion of their revenues are coming from subscription because they've been able to monetize their brands. And we see that phenomenon happening in India as well. Audiences will find stickiness with brands. Once that stickiness becomes strong, brands will be able to monetize audiences by doing subscription revenues. The process has started. While we are not seeing it at the Quint, at the other investment that we have, which is Bloomberg Quint, we are seeing a fairly significant growth of subscription revenues. So I believe that brands will coalesce audiences, powerful brands will coalesce audiences. They will be the outlier who will be able to break out and set up and command and monetize his audience. We've seen that in India. I mean, you're seeing Barkha Dutt do it with Mojo, right? She's able to pull audiences away. But that's a Barkha, that's a Shekhar. There'll be four or five of these very powerful digital media personalities who will be able to do it. But the Quint is, and do remember one more point there. They specialize in their verticals, right? In political news. They will be able to pull an audience. But the Quint is setting itself up as a mainstream multi-platform media brand. We do cricket, We do gender, we do entertainment, we do politics, we do climate, we do my reports. So we are clearly a multi-platform property. And therefore, we absolutely believe that audiences will coalesce around brands. And today, our almost our entire revenue is non-subscription. We believe that going forward, subscription will offer a very strong opportunity, as has happened in the West. Today, I think New York Times gets a very significant chunk of its revenue from subscriptions.
Correct. Great. Thanks so much, guys. Best of luck.
Thanks.
As we don't have any further question and due to time constraint, we would like to conclude the call. We would like to thank the management team and everybody for joining us, joining the call, for participating in the call on behalf of Antique. Thank you, sir, for engaging with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thanks so much.